Now, more Ebling and You on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here, along with my co-host for the next segment, Ken Glickman, Executive Director, Gilbert Tweed International. It's time for Get a Job. Hello, Ken. How are you?
I'm fine. You know, great lyrics on that song. Don't you think that theme song?
Great lyrics. I can just see you singing that. Hey, when we talk about job hunting and how frustrating that can be, I know a number of people who have been downsized recently and are in the process of job hunting, and they have a plan, but they don't get people to respond to them. Is that resume? Is that just the way things are going now? Or why aren't people calling back?
The most frustrating thing about looking for a job, and you're calling people all day long, you're talking to people, and they say, you know, the interview went really great, I really enjoyed everything, I'll be back with you in a week. And they never call back. And then you start to call them, and they don't return your calls. And you don't want to bug them, and you don't want to be a pest, so you don't call, and they never call you back.
All right, how common is that? Does that happen a lot, most of the time?
All the time. And it happens for a number of different reasons. I think the first thing is people don't like to deliver bad news. And if the news is bad, the company just, you know, would rather not deliver bad news to someone. And you know what? If they're their friend or if they know them socially, it's even worse. They just don't want to do it. Mm-hmm. Number two, companies have a hard time making decisions, especially now when there's so many people out there looking for a job. Mm-hmm. They don't want to hire just anybody. They want to hire the most perfect person there is. They want to wait until the perfect guy walks in the door.
Ken, I want to back up 1 second because you said companies don't want to deliver bad news. They don't like to be involved in that and hurting people's feelings. But you know what? If I'm applying for a job, I would much rather have someone say, I'm sorry, you're no longer under consideration for this. We filled the job. You didn't meet our needs, whatever the case would be. Instead of having my hopes up and every day making calls or sitting by the phone expecting something isn't going to come.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. I mean, it's really an issue of communication, and this communication issue goes throughout the workplace. Instead of not saying something because you're going to hurt someone's feelings, just say it, get it over with, talk to people, and they will appreciate it. The other reason why they don't call you back is because they have not made the decision to hire somebody for a lot of reasons. One of the reasons is they save money by not hiring somebody. Because the longer they wait, they are going to save paying a salary during that period.
All right. Well, why do they have the position open at all? They don't have to hire someone, and they never have to fill the position.
They do need somebody, but the longer they can hold off, the more money they save. The second reason is because what if they make the wrong decision? Mm-hmm. What if they hire the wrong guy?
Well, if they're not in position to make their decision and they don't have the courage to do that, maybe they're the wrong people doing the hiring?
Well, that's what they're afraid of. That's what they're afraid of people saying. You know, I mean, now they can say to their boss, you know, their boss can say, hey, Bill, you know, you're supposed to hire a guy under you. What's going on with that? You know, I've been interviewing a lot of people, but I just haven't found anybody good enough. Okay. I'm really looking for a superstar. Well, they look pretty good. But if they hire a guy and the guy doesn't turn out well, everyone's going to say, okay, who's the bum who hired this guy? Mm-hmm. And he's really going to get it for that. I mean, one of the big reasons why people succeed is they hire the right people under them, and they build a good team.
So there are a lot of people in management or in hiring practices who are afraid of failure, so they just decide we're going to put it off as long as we can. We're not going to hire anyone. You know, when you talk about people who want to put it off, I would even in that case appreciate hearing from a prospective employer, look, we've decided we're going to wait 3 months. I'd feel better about that.
Well, yeah, and of course there's a lot of issues. I mean, maybe this guy isn't so bad. Maybe they do want him on board, but they're not quite sure where they want him. Mm-hmm. Maybe this is not the right spot. Maybe they're going to wait for something else. Who knows? But I'll tell you, you're right. To be direct with them and just to say, you know what, we'd like to have you on board. We think you've got a great background. We don't think you fit here. But let's wait and see if something else opens.
All right, if someone has questions, maybe they have a concern, maybe there's some advice they need, can very quickly tell them how they can reach you.
They can reach me at 256-0783. That is my cell phone. And I'd be happy to talk to either candidates or employers.
All right. Sounds great. Ken, we will talk with you again on Thursday for our entertainment segment. Ken Glickman, Executive Director, Gilbert Tweed International. Get a job.